This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. At this month's general meeting, and this coming Thursday evening, we will be having a presentation on open source home automation software by my good friend Bill Hopkins. I think that this has potential for anybody who might possibly want to run and operate a remote transmitter site. I'm looking forward to it. Don't forget the public buy and sell coming up on Saturday the 13th of July at the Marion RSL. Same place as last year. Cost will be $10 per table for sellers with two wristbands and $5 entry for buyers. If you want to reserve a table, please drop an email to secretary@ahars.au and let Jeff, VK5JB, know. Catering will be available from Anthony, the chef, in the kitchen. We'll have three door prizes this year. You'll have three chances at winning a Quansheng UVK5 brackets 8 VHF UHF handheld radio. A great prize. And like last year, we'll need a few trusty members to assist with the setup on the Friday evening. At least this year, we'll be able to get in a little earlier than previous years. If you can help either on the Friday night or early on the Saturday morning, please let Jeff or myself know. secretary@ahars.au or president@ahars.au. Sellers get two wristbands and can enter at 8:30 a.m. and buyers at 9:30, same as last year. No sales activity or discussions to be conducted until after 9:30. Our next Saturday tech session to be held on the 6th of July, the week before the buy and sell, will be on What's Inside a Zmatch. This will be great for those of you who might potentially be wanting to build your own antenna tuner by picking up some items at the buy and sell. What sort of coils and variable capacitors are usable? There'll be a number of home constructed units for you to have a look at and people to talk about them and how they work. I still have badges for the following people to be picked up: Rod, VK5ZKR, Trevor, VK5ATH, and Christopher, VK5CL. I'll give them to you next time I see you. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night 2-meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. It doesn't have to be a boat anchor. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. And check out the news tab on the ahars.au website for every news bulletin that gets sent out. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
The Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society is pleased to announce that we will be conducting another Foundation License Training class and examination session on Saturday the 6th of July. That was Saturday the 6th of July. This will be run between 8:30 and 5 o'clock in the Skills Center located in the Urbray Agricultural High School, located at the intersection of Cross and Fullerton Roads. Seats are limited, so if you would like to sit for the foundation license or an upgrade exam, please don't hesitate to call 04188-03177, that was 04188-03177, or better still, email your details to vk5ph@wia.org.au. Again, vk5ph@wia.org.au. We had a 100% success rate at the last session, and candidates had their licenses granted within a few days. There aren't any more exam fees, and the only cost for the day is $10 payable to the club to cover room hire and refreshments. Look forward to seeing you there.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night's general meeting saw quite a number of speeches by different members attending at the time. Tony told us all about the community event that was held last week, and it was quite a success with lots of people finding out about amateur radio on the day. Then I gave a talk about my trip down to Mount Gambier for the Southeast Radio Group convention, and it was quite a good weekend. And I also gave a talk about two President radios that I've now got. I've had one of them for many years. It's an all-mode 10-meter set, but while I was at the Southeast Radio Group convention, I bought a new one, and it's called a President Lincoln. And it covers not just 10 metres, but also 12 metres. So I also gave a talk about how I got into amateur radio. And Graham, VK5GM, showed us his new high-tech multimeter, which was a very impressive. And Trevor, VK5ATQ, Alan, VK5AMK, and Sean, VK5ESE, all told us how they got into amateur radio as well. So that was quite an informative night. We found out how people got into this hobby. Now, the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be a tech night, and it will be on Friday, the 28th of June. Now, the Northeast Radio Club AGM will be held on Friday, the 12th of July, and please consider standing for a place on the committee to help run our club and keep it going well. Now, next Thursday, the 20th of June, the Northeast Radio Club will have a Get Out and Do Something Day, and that's going to be at the Pandapa Conservation Park, which is up near Peterborough. Now, if you want to find out all the details about that, you'll find it on the Northeast Radio Club website. Well, that's all for this week. Hope you're staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now, let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning, this is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. We had a great weekend last week. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships went off very well, and the foxes got lots of free entertainment watching the hounds rushing around in ever-decreasing circles as they tried to find the foxes, which were hidden in spots where they were least expected. The convention itself also went well, with good attendance and a great deal of social interaction, which of course is the main point of the whole weekend. We were extremely lucky to have three commercial traders in attendance as well, with ICOM and Yaesu well represented, and a rep from AppVision who very generously donated the main raffle prize. Come the day, and the only unit that they had been sold. AppVision then upgraded the prize to an even more expensive unit, which was won by Barry VK5CB, who left the convention with a big smile on his face. The dinner was again a rip snorter, with only 6 or 7 spots left of the available 80. Unfortunately, Sandy, who has done all of the catering for a number of years now, and who has become a legend in doing so, has now decided to call time on the event. We cannot thank Sandy enough for the absolutely fabulous job that she has made of our dinners over the years, and she will be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to replace. A huge thank you, Sandy. We sincerely hope that all who attended enjoyed themselves, and we hope to be able to stage an equally successful event again next year. Watch this space. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VKE5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next general business meeting is on Friday, the 21st of June, with this month's presentation being from Ian, VK5ZD, talking about the many and varied pieces of equipment he's used over the years to delve into the world of microwave communications, all the way from 1.2 GHz right up to 134 GHz. Our meetings are held at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. and all are welcome. For our members, we'll be broadcasting this live on Zoom, and we'll hopefully be also streaming this one on YouTube as well. Check out the AREG website at areg.org.au for more details closer towards the date. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.